An article from the Daily Worker about the Royal Jubilee Dinner, 22nd May 1935. HO 144/19972. Copyright courtesy of The Morning Star. Contrast. Picture showing a plate of food with a label saying, "The Royal Repast. The Royal Family, One Jubilee Dinner, £5,000. Unemployed Family, 10 pence per day, BMA standard." Placed on the steps of the Guildhall on Monday, this meal of an unemployed family caused sensation by its startling contrast with the £5,000 banquet to be held there tonight. £5,000 banquet and thousands starve. Fine for protest. "I was angered at the fact that £5,000 is being spent by the City of London on a banquet for the royal family, while thousands of children in London are in a state of semi-starvation." These words were spoken at Mansion House Police Station yesterday by the woman arrested in connection with the protest at the Guildhall on Monday afternoon. The magistrate interrupted her. He asked her if she was willing to be bound over. On refusing, she was fined 10 shillings on each of the charges, insulting words and distributing leaflets without permission. Demonstration at Guildhall tonight. Coming just at the moment when the scandal banquet at the Guildhall is being prepared, a certain police court report was given a very minor position in yesterday's newspapers. It concerned a former Welsh miner who was charged with stealing a bicycle at Wimbledon. "I stole it because we were down and out and starving," he said. "These people were undoubtedly starving," said the probation officer. The man declared he was now receiving only 5 shillings a week in relief. "It is because the £5,000 banquet is being flaunted in the face of such poverty among the London unemployed that a protest demonstration will take place outside the Guildhall when the royal family arrives at 7:30 this evening. The demonstration will follow rallies at St. George's Circus, Stepney Green and Mornington Crescent at 6:30 p.m. After the protest has been made at the Guildhall, there will be a meeting at Shoreditch Fire Station at 9:30 p.m.